Okay, good morning. So this morning, I wanted to talk about perhaps how we think about moving on or thinking about how we deal with or have thoughts about COVID. Like, how do we work with this from a practice point of view? And for me, for example, I think about how COVID seems to be pretty much dying down here in our local area, and yet COVID's a huge problem in Hong Kong right now. And all it takes is one person to get on a plane. So that kind of plays in my mind about this. So that's something I'm thinking about. I'm also thinking about the war in Ukraine. And I think all of us we're affected by that, just our own feelings about Ukraine and how we're supportive of them and want them to win this war, and what can happen around that, and also how it's going to affect our own lives. It's already affecting our lives in gas prices. So the people in Ukraine, their lives are torn, they're upended. Many people have died. So the experience of moving on in that case for them is catastrophic, unparalleled. And events are pushing their dreams away, upending their accomplishments. So everything they've known has been kind of pushed sideways or topsy-turvy, and yet they continue. And for us, for 2 years, you know, not in comparison to Ukraine, but just looking at our lives, everyone's lives in this world in relationship to COVID, the same thing has happened. You know, we're not being bombed, but that's why I don't want to make that comparison. But before the issue of Ukraine came up, I think we were acutely aware of the fact that our own lives were greatly affected by this. So we've been pushed around and deeply affected, and we're scrambling around to respond to various instructions that we've received about what to do in relationship to COVID, knowing what the next appropriate step is. I would say that our emotions have been bruised, that we've done our best to carry on and get on with our life. Right at this moment, you might think to yourself, well, I should be freer, I should be happier, I should not have any kind of emotional residue as we move on from where we have been. We think maybe we ought to be looking in the future to what we're going to do next, or how we're going to pick up our lives since COVID has happened. And I don't know about you, but I find myself feeling very tired and caught in subtle ways and not so subtle ways as we make this transition. Now, as you know, as I want to do, I'm now going to talk about Dogen in relationship to this particular problem. So in Genjo Koan, which, as you recall, one translation is a manifesting suchness, Dogen writes about how we engage in each moment, and how this engagement is the kind of guidelines for how we manifest realized action, how we respond to this constant change in our lives. And yet we can't forget about the past. And yet at the same time, we're being asked to meet our life afresh, anew, in each moment. And so the part I'm talking about is a pretty famous passage in Genjo Koan, that starts out with, if one turns back within oneself, making all one's daily deeds immediately and directly one's own, the reason all things have no selfhood becomes clear. That may seem actually not a very clear statement. He says that if we look at who we are and the things that we've experienced, in this case, living through a global pandemic, if we look at that experience through the lens of self, we realize how it is that over that time we've changed. We don't have a fixed self. Things are not permanent. If we even just look to ourselves, we see that that is true. So I think that's what he's saying there. But then he continues with what is this very famous passage, which I think he's saying, we say to ourselves, well, if that's true, what is the self? What is our experience of self? And then he says, once firewood turns to ash, ash cannot revert to being firewood. So this is how we're talking about the self. But you should not take the view that it is ashes afterwards and firewood before. You should realize that although firewood is at the Dharma stage of firewood, and that this is possessed of before and after, so although this is your moment right now, it is possessed of before and after, the firewood is at the same time independent, completely cut off from before and after, and completely... that's what I want to talk about. How does this relate to our experience with COVID? So I think on its surface, this statement by Dogen seems to be an admonition to live each moment as if there were no past or future. And so, you know, we might understand each moment as completely what we are experiencing right now. That's one way to understand this. And we can understand that he means we want to avoid getting caught in what's come before, or maybe what your expectations and hopes are, or wanting control what's going to happen in the future. So he says if we can do that, we're going to be better able to face and respond to a current situation with wisdom and compassion. So that's a way to describe this paragraph here. But I think it'd be interesting to look at this maybe a little deeper. So a part of me, as in reference to COVID, as we're moving away from these harsher restrictions and moving away from, hopefully, our fear of COVID, there's a part of me that just wants to let this all go. You know, just, okay, let's move on, right? But another part of me can't let it go. Another part of me is not ready to move on. So my psyche, my body, holds the past. And I'm not done with the past. So in that way, firewood has not become ash. Now, this firewood might not be a flaming log, but it's also not cold ash either. So I would say I'm at the stage that Dogen refers to earlier in Genjo Koan when he says, flowers falling amid our regret and yearning, and hated weeds grow. So I'm having this current experience of flowers dying and weeds springing up. So I'm experiencing as maybe a vague uneasiness and fatigue. So should I understand that practice is saying to me, that Dogen is saying to me, well, hey, just get over it. Go on with it. No past, no future. Cut off, independent. This moment. So is that what the teaching is here that he's offering? Just put the dead flower in the compost? Pull the weeds up? Putting them in the compost as well? So we love the flower which adorned our house, and we hate the weeds of delusion that spring up. Nevertheless, we do remember the flowers of the past, and we can't just rip our delusions away. Things, thoughts, hopes, dreads, they all linger. So now, what I want to do now is look at something he said about time and passage in Uji. And of course, this is a rather convoluted passage, which I will make an attempt to explain as the lecture goes on. So in Uji, which is translated as being time, he wrote that these times of death and delusion, fire, wood, ash, they all have a kind of movement from one Dharma position to the next. And the Dharma position is some kind of identifiable named event, experience, moment, self, or Dharma positions. And here's what he said. Okay, so it will be, this is a pure Dogen here. Speaking of passage, so we're talking about moving, time, being, moving from one thing to the next. We should not think of it as if it were wind and rain moving from east to west. So we shouldn't think about transition as some kind of straight line. The entire world is neither motionless nor changeless, nor without advance or retreat. It is passage. So the entire world is in constant flux, which Dogen's calling passage. Arutoki. Excuse me, arutoki is not passage. Forgot the word for it in Japanese. But passage has also been translated by Abe as passageless passage. So that, I think, is actually even closer to the meaning here. So this passage, now this is going back to Dogen, passage is, for example, like spring. Spring has a great many features, all of which are called passage. So when we think about spring, we say, what makes spring? Is it the appearance of a robin? Is it appearance of daffodils in your yard? Is it, what is it that is the passage of spring, that makes spring? So he has great many features, which none of them happen at exactly the same time, and all of them are in these interconnected relationships that include winter and fall and all of millennia, right, etc. And then he said, we should learn that spring passes without anything outside itself. Okay, so even though all of this is going on, there is still this moment we call spring. And then he says, that is the passage of spring, that is passage of spring always passes through spring. So all of this stuff is always happening, and it's also passing as spring. It's not winter and it's not fall. So he says, passage is not spring. Why isn't it spring? Because it has all these other ramifications that we don't identify as spring. So he says, passage is also not spring, but because it is the passage of spring, passage perfects the way now in springtime. Very clear, right? So in this passage here, in Uji, Dogen is describing how it is that we make the transition from one thing to another. If you just read Genjo Koan, the firewood and ash section, you might think that the process of a tree becoming firewood and then firewood becoming ash is a pretty neat process, pretty uncomplicated. And from this you might think, this is how my life should be. This is how I should practice. I shouldn't have complications. I should just okay, this is done. COVID, now we're not wearing masks. It's an endemic now, maybe. And so, what's my problem? As a practitioner, why shouldn't I just move on? So that you might think that that's what the instruction is. So, it's logical to assume that manifesting realization or manifesting suchness is a very uncomplicated process, right? Practice is really uncomplicated. It's like easy peasy, no problem. So what often comes from this kind of mindset about practice is self-criticism. We beat ourselves up because we're not meeting some expectation, an idea we have about practice. We think, I'm not a very good practitioner because I'm having these lingering problems. Our responses, that are not just dropping away. In fact, quite the opposite, they are following me around. So how do we get from here to there, or how we get to from here to there, can be really messy and not clear. So even if we think we're done with COVID, maybe COVID's not done with us. COVID is not like a rain squall that came 2 years ago and is now exiting. Or as Dogen wrote, it isn't like a sudden rain moving from east to west and then disappearing. In fact, it's really a lot of things happening together. Some lingering, some are still here, some are falling away. But all of them are interacting and all of them are part of our personal experience. Dogen wrote, the whole world is this passage. The whole world is this event of impermanence. So the whole of the world, literally, and our own specific experience is moving and changing all the time. And it's not necessarily sequential. All of this change is happening. As a matter of fact, I would say nothing is sequential. Even though we perceive it as being sequential, the moving parts of that sequentiality are not sequential, which is what his point is when he's talking earlier in that rather convoluted passage. So things are more complicated and they're interconnected. So for that reason, we have a lot of firewoods, we have a lot of ashes, we have a lot of COVIDs, we have a lot of feelings, we have a lot of responses. And they're all happening at different times and they're moving at different speeds as our life, as our experience. So practice is not about getting rid of anything. The aspect of firewood has many features, as does our current situation. So, you know, people in Ukraine right now, I suspect that COVID is the furthest thing from their mind at this moment. This passage into war has completely pushed the idea of COVID, the worries about COVID, from their minds. Yet COVID has not left. I'm sure there's COVID in the Ukraine. And it's still part of their current reality. So COVID has not left us just because we've taken off our masks. The last 2 years have been traumatic in many ways. So the trauma is still making passage as our current reality. So in that section that I quoted just a minute ago, Dogen wrote, we should learn that spring passes without anything outside of itself. We should learn that spring passes without anything outside of itself. So practically this means that we have to stop and pay attention to the other side of COVID, because we are not at the other side. We are still in COVID. So before we can make a passage out of COVID, we have to take the time to look at and experience in what we're experiencing right now. So we have to experience what's been and what it is right now for us, each as individuals. So that means that we have to take the time to acknowledge that flowers fall and weeds spread. We have to feel the passage of regret, our grief, our other emotions that we may feel. And you know, we can't eradicate delusion with Roundup. It has to be included as part of our experience. So inclusion is, from the quote, passage perfects the way now in springtime. Passage perfects the way now in springtime. I say that's our job right now. So don't be surprised by feeling tired or fearful or any of the other emotions you might be feeling. don't underestimate all the responses of our body and mind to what has happened in the last couple of years. Don't think that we can just relegate our experience and say, oh, that's firewood, and move on to the next thing, because the next thing includes the last 2 years or whatever. They include all of our years, generations of our years. So it includes all the feelings we're having now, because that is the present moment. It is the exhaustion, the hope, the disappointment, the fear, the weariness, and the joy and awakening. So I would say the whole point of this teaching about firewood and spring is to remind us that our current experience is not some kind of siloed, pure moment in Zen that we say, just this. Just this includes just that and just then. So it's more complicated than we might think it is or that we might hope it is. So the point of the teaching is to ground us in our current experience, but our current experience may be quite complicated. That's why Dogen calls this in the fascicle Kato, twining vines. This is twining vines. It doesn't move from east to west like rain. It's not a cold piece of firewood lying in the fireplace. It's smoldering, it's burning, it's changing, it's throwing off sparks. And that too is the nature of firewood. So when we read this passage, I don't know about you, but I think of a piece of firewood, you know, like something you pulled off a stack of firewood and stuck in. I don't think about the fact that there's this time that the firewood's burning. We're still calling it firewood. It's hot, it's red, it's smoldering, it's throwing off sparks. It's burning, but it's not ash. And that's still the Dharma position of firewood. So all of this firewood is our life. All of this firewood is the self. It's the passage. It's the interacting. It's all of reality functioning as our life and our experience. So we have to include these twining vines. We have to recognize that our life is messy. We have to include, in this moment of passage, all of that is part of this moment. So it's this inclusion, this recognition, that all of this is part of this. This is Genjo Koan. This is manifesting suchness. And that's what allows us to respond skillfully to our life and the life of others in each moment. So I would say, let's not wallow in this, but we can't ignore it at the same time. Don't push your responses and feelings away, and don't dump them on others. Pay attention to who you are moment to moment and what feelings are arising, and include them in your life as it is, moment to moment. So we include the flowers that are falling and the weeds spreading and the hope and the joy of freedom, as well as our grief and our exhaustion. This moment of COVID passing includes the war in Ukraine. It includes all of the past 2 years. Everything is there. It includes homelessness. It includes our gas prices going up. All of this is part of this. So everything makes passage as this Dharma position as your life. As we say, here the way unfolds. Here in this moment of your life, in the interactions you have with yourself and others. So this is where our practice is. This is where the rubber meets the road. It's not where we wish it were. It really is just where it is right now. And that's, I think this is, you know, this is a huge boon, if you will, of Sangha practice, that we do this practice together, that we share this with each other and trust each other in this. And this time is a precious time. This time is precious in your life. So don't waste it by pushing it away because you think practice is something over there. Because it's not something over there. It's something right here. And of course, even if we thought it was something over there, we still can't push away the fact that it's right here. Because it's like it just keeps coming up. So no matter how much you try to squish it down, it's going to come up. And when it comes up, it's usually going to come up in a way, if we're not recognizing it, that's unskillful. It's going to come up in a way that's sudden and freaking us out. And so it really behooves us to pay attention to that part of our gut, you know, that says, that little voice that says, no, I'm not ready. I'm still grieving. I'm frightened. I'm this, I'm that. I'm tired. Why am I tired? I shouldn't be tired. Okay, I won't be tired. But I'm still tired. So, you know, that we don't push that away and reject that. So, we have to be really curious about our current state of mind. I like curiosity because curiosity has a kind of lightness to it. But we pay attention. And so the work goes on. Our practice continues in this moment and the next. It's like in the Tenzo Kyokan talks about the moon is in this wave and the next wave. So the images of the ocean, which we're all lucky enough to see on a daily basis if we care to. Full moon night. Moon represents realization. Full moon night. And every wave has the reflection of the moon in it. Every wave coming into the shore, you can see the full moon. Every wave, every moment includes the moon. And yet, each wave crashes onto the shore and ceases to exist as a wave, and yet the ocean continues endlessly. So the work goes on, practice continues in this moment and the next. So, in this time of transition, while we are posed for something new, we cannot reject the past. We can't ignore the residue, if you will, of this. And we need to incorporate that moment, take a moment, stop, feel, experience that, acknowledge. You know, Rinzai, when he was asked, what is the essential meaning of the Buddha Dharma? He said, when the donkey matter has not yet left, the horse matter arrives. When the donkey matter has not yet left, the horse matter arrives. So in order to fully respond to our present situation, as it makes passage, more like this rather than this, as it makes passage, we have to reflect upon the present and honor our current situation, which includes past and future. So don't get caught in rejecting the donkey and, favoring the horse. So all of this lecture is to say to you, please take care of yourself. Please be kind to each other and be gentle. Thank you very much.